But first, let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to talk about the latest travel news, trends, and travel tips in general. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hello, Onanta.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. We're going to talk about overbooking. Has it ever happened to you where you've been on a flight or a walk, got to your hotel or even on a cruise, or maybe some of your clients been overbooked?
I personally haven't experienced this. And I'm, you know, we do have travelers that have unfortunately experienced it, and it can cause you stress. So what can possibly be an exciting vacation can turn very quickly. These situations don't happen every day, but they can happen. And, you know, we're going to look at different travel components where you can probably see it. You probably hear a lot about it when airlines overbook. And the simple answer of why is stats. Airlines know that almost on every flight, a certain number of passengers won't show. Some cancel at the last minute, miss connection, or simply decide not to travel. So rather than flying with empty seats, airlines often sell more seats than the seats are available based on their historical data. So most of the time, their predictions are accurate, but occasionally, sometimes everybody shows up. And then that's when the airlines have more passengers than seats. So they're going to start asking for volunteers willing to take a later flight. And in return, they may offer travel vouchers, cash compensation, meals, hotel accommodations, or transportation, depending on the circumstances. If there aren't enough volunteers, some passengers may be denied boarding involuntarily. And the amount of compensation depends on the country, the airline's obligations, and the length of delay. So you're probably asking yourself, how can I reduce my chances of being bumped? Mm-hmm. So what I do is I check in online as soon as the check-in opens. I am that person that checks in 24 hours.
Me too. I like that too.
I have to own up to that. And then, you should arrive at the airport early. And then whenever possible, try and choose an earlier flight in the day. If something goes wrong, you'll usually have more rebooking options, and avoid booking the last flight of the day whenever possible. And if you travel frequently, consider joining the airline's loyalty program. Elite status may improve your priority during disruptions. And if you're traveling with a family or an important trip, I would consider definitely selecting your seats in advance. You know, the airlines always say that they can change your seats due to operational factors. But if you are wanting to all sit together or near each other, book your seats in advance. You don't want the middle seats, especially on long flights. Well, I don't anyway.
Exactly. I did get the opportunity. Well, not me personally, but I was flying through the United States. I was going to Savannah, Georgia, and in Atlanta. And it was overbooked, and they were asking for volunteers. They were offering $400 US and if you took the next flight. But I had to be there when I was supposed to be there. But it was tempting to take $400 US just to take the next flight. It can be a tempting offer sometimes.
Absolutely. And if you're flexible or you don't have any work commitments or, you know, have to be there for a certain event, very tempting. Absolutely. So, you know, it just depends on your circumstance and such, but it does happen. And also hotels overbook from time to time because they expect some guests to cancel or simply not arrive. And when every guest shows up, the hotel may have to walk a client or a guest to another property. And I don't mean that physically. They just kind of.
It's the term they use. They don't walk you out the door.
Yeah, that's right. So what they do is they'll arrange another comparable hotel and may cover the transportation between the properties. And depending on the circumstances, additional compensation may also be offered. While it's inconvenient, reputable hotels generally try to make the situation as seamless as possible.
Yeah, they're pretty good at that, trying to make up for whatever they've done.
Yes. And some of my tips to reduce the risks with hotels is either book directly with a hotel or through a trusted travel advisor. If you're arriving late in the evening, advise the hotel in advance of your arrival time.
Mm-hmm.
Guarantee your reservation with a credit card whenever possible. And I think that's usually the standard now, to hold a reservation at a hotel.
Yeah.
You do have to. And then again, join the hotel's loyalty program if you frequently stay with them. So that will help you as well.
I do that all the time. I phone the hotel. If I know I'm going to be kind of late or whatever, like a 6 o'clock arrival, I'll just phone and say, hey, I'm coming. Don't give up my room.
Yeah, I think it's a great tip and one to take care of. You can easily phone or even email. Like a lot of emails will show on their website their direct email address. Mm-hmm. Just send it to them or their concierge email address. But it's a good idea, very good idea. So a lot of people can ask me this question, do cruise lines overbook? And the answer is yes. It's less common than airlines. And they don't typically oversell cabins because every guest has an assigned stateroom. However, there are occasions when the sailing becomes oversold or when operational changes reduce the number of available cabins. So this can happen if like a ship is chartered or it has the delayed entering service, like requires unexpected maintenance, or if there's operational issues affecting capacity. So in most cases, the cruise line first looks for volunteers willing to move to another sailing. And to encourage their plans, cruise lines often offer like very nice compensation. And it could include a full refund, a complimentary future cruise credit, reimbursement of certain travel expenses and hotel accommodations if necessary, and in some cases, an upgraded stateroom on the new sailing. So if the if there's not enough volunteers, a cruise line just may cancel some of the reservations. They don't want to do it, but it can happen. It's uncommon, but the compensation varies by cruise line, the reason for the change. So there isn't one standard policy across the industry at all. And some tips is like checking in early for a cruise. Would it prevent you from being bumped? That's probably not going to happen. It doesn't, your check-in doesn't usually determine whether you get to keep your cabin. So it's not like an airline. And your reservation generally based on factors when you book, like your payment status or fare conditions and the cruise line's operational decisions. So it doesn't mean you should delay your online check-in. You should absolutely complete it as soon as it opens, but it's not the first thing that will protect your reservation on a cruise. Maybe some tips would be book your cruise early, pay your deposit and final payment on time, complete your online check-in, and submit all the required travel documents well before your departure. If you're sailing on a brand new ship or in an inaugural season, avoid purchasing non-refundable airfare until your cruise is fully confirmed and your travel documents have been issued. Because there are times where, for whatever reason, maybe a visa is declined or your passport doesn't come to you on time. So be careful of the airfare that you book because you want that flexibility. Nowadays, your travel advisor probably won't recommend the lowest fare, like an ultra basic fare, because it has zero opportunity to change and 100% like cancellation penalty, and then the baggage, like with some airlines, no carry-ons allowed, or you have to pay for your baggage. So it does affect your next steps in your travel arrangements. And so that's why we always recommend travel insurance. It won't prevent overbooking, but it can help you prevent the financial impact on the unexpected delays or additional expenses, depending on your policy. So that's why we've talked about it before. before, we always recommend reviewing your coverage carefully before you travel. Some people say, "Oh no, I have a credit card; it'll cover me." Well, make sure it covers you for the value of your trip,
Yes.
what your coverage levels are, if the trip cancels. So, lots of different things come into play.
Absolutely. And we should mention too, the case of the cruise lines overbooking. It is rare, but it does happen, so you should be aware of it. Always good tips, Onanta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. Her website is onantaforbes.com. Good chatting, Onanta. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good week.